Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Today is Monday, broadcasting live from the Washington, D.C. area. Reason for calling, I just want you to know you can give me a call here. It's 888 488 6772. I'm trying to reach Pastor Tyrone and Andre Rose. They're supposed to be on the air today. Hopefully they'll be able to join us later. Amen. But we're going to move on and just say God is good. Amen. We're going to play some music and just talk a little bit. And whatever you feel like doing, we can do. Amen. Bless God. Amen. Let's go to...
We've been in ministry About 14, 15 years, and the Lord has mightily blessed my wife and I. And we've been just doing, Lord has just been doing a good thing with us there, man. We'd like to say to everybody that can hear us, you all are welcome to come by anytime. That we're there, come on by and just let us know you heard us on the internet or the radio, wherever you heard us. My wife, she's here with us, and we're just here talking. We just like to say that, you know, for you newlywed couples out there, you know, my wife and I, we've been married 30 years, and it's been a beautiful 30 years, and the Lord has blessed us to have seven beautiful children. All of our children are grown, and, you know, we have my son, he's the youngest one. He's actually pastoring a church down in Columbia, South Carolina. But the Lord has blessed us. We have six girls and one son, and we have a small congregation at our church, and to say it all, we're just like one big family here. We love to praise the Lord. We love to preach. We love to sing, and we love to just fellowship. My wife, she's a recording artist. She has a CD out. You might can look for it on the internet or perhaps maybe search some stores for it, but she has a song out, and maybe within the next few minutes we might get her to sing maybe a verse or two off her CD. But, you know, that's basically it with us, man. We just do what we do, you know. I mean, we have our church have a lot of young people there. So, you know, young people, they have their troubles, they have their trials, their tribulations. But we all get together and work them out together, you know. It's not just about me, not just about them, but it's about all of us working together. And that's what we do there in Petersburg at our church, Mount Pleasant Pentecostal Faith Holiness Church. Again, that location is 1310 Rome Street, Petersburg, Virginia. If you have an area, stop by. Come by and say praise the Lord for us. Sing a song or give a testimony. You're always welcome.
Amen. Is there a telephone number that they can reach you at, Ty? I'm calling him Ty, y'all. It's time you say Pastor Roman. This is my brother. I'm gonna treat him like my brother, okay? But is there a telephone number there, man, they can reach you at?
We have two numbers I'd like to give you. One number is the church number. It's 804-733-3315. And the other one is my cell number. I keep that with me all the time. That's 804-356-4813. We also have a prayer line where we have people call in and just have prayer. It's called Just Pray and God Will Do the Rest. People call in and they tell us, you know, what's going on with them, and we don't do a whole lot of talking with them. We just basically get on the phone and just begin to pray with them. And if you ever want to call in on that prayer line, you hear the message from my wife. But other than that, you leave your request. And then every night from 4 o'clock p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m., you call in on that prayer line number, and you'll get a live prayer request from myself or either my wife. The live prayer is that where you actually hear us praying with you, praise God, and talking with you. But if you call during the day hours, you just get a recording to leave your prayer request. But again, if you call between 4 and 8 at night, you actually speak to a live operator and we'll pray with you or talk with you, whatever we need to do at that time. But like I said, we're a small group trying to reach a great big world through prayer and praising God and, you know, in church, how we can reach the world and just trying to let people know that, you know, there is a church here that's willing to help if we can help. They're willing to pray if we can pray, whatever we can do to help you out there. I'm going to give you my wife and let her say something. I want her to sing maybe just a verse or two of a song of her choice. She has a beautiful voice. So I'm going to stop talking and let her say something because we don't have much time, so I'm going to give her space to say something. Now, when you hear this voice, I know all y'all going to want to get her CD. So you just call me on the phone, and I'll see, can we get that CD to you? But here she is, my wife, Elder Andrea Rose.
First of all, I'd like to say praise the Lord to everyone, and thank you, Reverend Ray, for having us on your show. And we love the Lord. And just like my husband stated, we've been married for 30 years. And it's a reason behind that. And the reason is because we are in love with the same man. And his name is Jesus. And we thank and praise God for all the Lord is doing in our life, all that he's going to do. And I just like to leave my testimony. You know, the Lord saved me at a very young age, at the age of 17. And, you know, I've had a crush on Jesus for many years. And I love him with all my heart. And I thank God because one day I didn't believe as others believed. I felt like, I wasn't raised in the church, so a lot of things that I heard, I doubted. And, until the doctor told me I had cancer. And when he told me I had cancer, I went to the church and they said a prayer over me. And they prayed for me, and particularly Reverend Ray's mother and my husband's mother. And she laid hands on me and prayed with me. And I went back to the doctor, and the doctor told me, said, "Miss Rose, don't even come back. Say the cancer's gone, and we can." But I truly thank God for what the Lord is doing, in our life, and what the Lord has done in my life. And I particularly thank God for just saving my soul one day and bringing me out of a miserable, and when I say miserable, I mean miserable, life of sin. And he sanctified me, cleaned me, washed me, and baptized me and filled me with the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And I'm grateful. Today I'm just grateful. I'm just not asking for anything from the Lord. I just want him to know that I'm grateful for all that he's done for me. And I want to not sing the song from the CD right now, but the song that's in my heart right now is my favorite song, is "There's Not a Friend Like the Lowly Jesus." Is that all right, Reverend Ray?
Yes, yes, by all means.
Okay. "There's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one. None else can heal all my soul diseases. No, not one. No, not one. 'Cause Jesus, he knows all about our struggles, and he will guide until the day is done. And there's not a friend like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. No, not one." And I just want to let everyone know that there is not a friend like the lowly Jesus. When I was down and out, and when I thought that suicide was the answer to my problems, when I thought that no one cared for me, I heard that song. Someone sung it one day, and it really touched my heart. There is not a friend like the sweet, lowly Jesus, and he's been a friend ever since, and a friend that will never let you down. He never let me down, and I'm so glad that I know him. I'm so glad that I know him. And God bless you, Reverend Ray.
Amen. God bless you, Sister D. Amen. Okay.
All right.
Go ahead, Tom.
Reverend Ray. Yeah, we're back. The thing what we want to try to push again is our Just Prayer line. And that number is 804-382-9433. And all day long during the daytime, you call that number, you leave your prayer request. But if you call during the hours of 4 to 8 p.m., you get a live prayer person on the phone, and we will pray with you during those hours. And we want the people out there in radio land or internet to know that Jesus loves you and you're never alone. There's always somebody that's caring for you and praying for you. You just need to reach out and give somebody a chance. We enjoy praying for people. We enjoy talking with people. All the same time, the most important thing you got is your soul. We don't want you to lose what's the most important thing you have because you can't get a prayer through. So you call us, and we're going to help pray you through so you can enjoy life with the joy that you always have by prayer. So this is Pastor Rose. You know, I'm that's a brother just as you are, brother or sister. You know, we're right here down the earth where everybody is. We're not to where you can't reach us. We just want you to know that prayer is the key to the kingdom. As my wife sung the song, there's not a friend like Jesus. That is a true statement. It was a time when I needed a friend and didn't know I had a friend. I had to find out that truly there was not a friend like Jesus. When everybody else turned their backs on me, my so-called friends, when I got, I can recall when I was turning 14, 15, I got shot with a sawed-off shotgun and they tried to kill me. And as I was lying there with the blood coming out of my body, just gushing all out of my head, I heard the voice of the Lord say, get up and live and don't die. It was then that I realized that there was a friend that would stick by me. For my so-called friends that I had at that particular time, they left me lying there to die, but I heard the voice of the Lord say, get up and live and don't die. And that was a few days after that, I found myself in the church on my knees crying out to God to forgive me, to have mercy on me, and to save me. And God did just that, that day. He saved my soul. And I tell you, we've been running for Jesus for a long time, and we haven't got tired yet. So we say, and she sings the song, it's not a friend. There is not a friend like Jesus. You're not alone. Jesus will always be a friend to you if you let him. Give us a call. We'll pray with you. We'll talk with you. That number again is 804-382-9433. We thank God for this opportunity to speak to the internet world, even as well as the radio world. We thank God for Reverend Ray doing such a beautiful job. Here's my older brother. We could talk to you all about him, but we're not going to do that at this time. But if given the opportunity, we'll come back on the radio or the internet and talk with you all, and I could tell you the story about this young man that's Reverend Ray. I was there when he first preached his first message. I was there when he first started out. So it's a lot we can talk about him about, but we mainly want to talk about you. You getting closer to God, getting stronger in God. So give us a call on this prayer line number if you need prayer, if you want prayer, if you know somebody that needs prayer. Just have them to call the Just Prayer prayer line at 804-382-9433. God bless you, my brother. Man, we're getting ready to make another move, but we appreciate this opportunity. And if ever given the chance again, we'll come back and do it again. Before I leave, my wife wants to sing again. Did she say sing again? What did she say, sing again? Oh, boy, she want to sing a little bit of song. She's going to sing a song to y'all, man. That's going to bless your heart. I'm gone. Here she is. God bless you.
Amen.
This is a song off the CD, the first song that the Lord blessed me to write. And during this particular time, I sometimes experience is what gets us to write. But the song says, I'll say yes.
I'll say yes when you wake me early in
after going down all the same, I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to your way. I'll say yes. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. I'll say yes when I'm tired in my body. I'll say yes when my feelings don't say the same. I'll say yes to your will, and I'll say yes to your way. I'll say just a little bit of it, Ray. And we thank God for you.
God bless you. Thank you. You've been listening to Pastor Tyrell Rose and his lovely wife, Elder Andrea Rose. And they just blessed us. I'm looking forward to them coming back. I do understand they have to go, but I thank God for them having the opportunity to share with them. And I'm telling you, radio listeners right now, that you will hear more from them. Amen. Again, the name of the show is When Christian Speaks. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, and I got a couple guests. I love them both. My brother and my sister-in-law. I've been knowing them all, knowing brother all my life. So he is an amazing young man, and she's an amazing woman of God, man. And I pray that if you are in the Petersburg area, look them up. The name of the church again is Mount Pleasant PFC Church, located in Petersburg, Virginia. The information he gave you about the prayer line, I will be putting that on my website also, so you can be able to get in contact with them that way too. God is good. Amen. All right. It's the D-Tide. Y'all still there?
Yeah, we're getting ready to leave.
Okay, man. God bless y'all, man. Love you both.
All right. God bless you, man. We'll talk to you again soon now.
Okay. All right. Like I said, man, it was just a blessing just to have them on and everything. And the thing that you got to understand, these are people of God that have testimony that God has done great things. Listen, if I'm going to invite somebody on the air to speak to you and everything, it's going to be some powerful people that got great testimony that God has did some great things for. The other things I want to thank those that are listening to the show live on the radio, I mean on the internet, and those that are coming through the chat line, and I also want to thank for those that will listen to the show through archives. You know, God is blessed. The numbers are really good and stuff like that, without getting into it. But just bless God, man. You know, we do have another broadcast coming up on Thursday, Noonday Prayer. That broadcast will be featuring Sister Pat Randall. If you listened last Thursday, I'm sure that she was ready, man. God blessed it and used it mightily. So I'm looking forward to that too. And we also broadcast on Fridays. We call it Friday Night Joy. We just get our praise on, and then we broadcast also on Sunday. And Fridays we broadcast at 7 p.m. and on Sundays we broadcast at 5. Amen. And then of course Thursdays 12 noon. We look to God to add to this ministry and everything of different people, because it's not about me. It's not about Ray. It's about serving God and worshiping Him and glorifying His name. And that's the whole purpose of this, man. It's to glorify God and to spread the good news of Jesus Christ and to give out sound doctrine to the people of God, you know, and to reach out for those that may know Him, may not know Him, or for even to reach out for those that have backslided or slipped up or lost faith in churches because of the things that are going on with money coming and all this kind of stuff involved, you know, and to teach, you know. So hopefully through that ministry or something, God will bless. Amen. In fact, I know he will if you trust him. So the name of the website, the actual website for me is whenchristianspeaks.com. Give me a shout out to the email. There's some other links on there for churches and different things and all that kind of stuff. And it'll give you a little bit more detail about what we're back. It's called whenchristianspeaks.com. Amen. So God is blessed in this ministry. We're moving forward and everything. We're going to be obedient to God until He say we're going to do it until He says stop. We're going to go forward, you know. Even if it's just you just got to hear my voice, I'll get up there and I say whatever the Lord has given me to say to you. Amen. We are open always, of course, when we're online for prayer. You know, you can reach us at 888-488-6772. Or you can give us a chat, and we'll have prayer with you right online, you know. Like my brother talked about, as you can see, I come from a family of prayer warriors and prayers and everything. And God has called many of them, I mean, not just my brother, but my mom also, into pastorship. And then some of us in the family, a total of five of us left, ordained ministry. And then we have, and then it goes even further because then we have aunts. I have an aunt that's a pastor, and I have people that's, you know, ordained and deacons, and it goes all across the board. That how much, you know, when we get together and we have church, man. You know, we bless God, we worship Him, we praise Him, man. You know, and that I'm grateful for it, to be in a family that love the Lord like that, that's not afraid to worship God no matter where they are, you know, that shout out hallelujah. I'm blessed to be in a family of singers, you know, not me, but but people that are singers and people that have the gift of prophecy or prophetic in nature. I'm blessed to be in that kind of environment. Amen. Bless God. We're going to play a little bit more music, and then we're coming back, okay? Hearing that song, the blood that Jesus shed for me. Amen. I just love that song. Love them playing that song. The blood that Jesus shed for me way back on Calvary. The blood that gives me strength from day to day. It will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. It soothes my doubts and calms my fears, and it dries all my tears. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never, ever lose its power, man. It will never, ever lose its power. And for that, man, you just say, God, thank you. Thank you for the blood that I know that I can depend on. Thank you for blood that has brought me a mighty long way. Thank you for being washed in the blood, that I've become a new creature in you, that I'm now classified as your friend, that I'm now classified as the son, you know, with you and stuff like that. Thank you for the blood that has redeemed me, that has kept me, that has changed me, that has saved me, that has caused me to be new. Thank you for the blood, man, it will never lose its power, you know. It soothes my doubts and calms me. I don't care what you may be facing, what you may be going to, you stop thinking about that blood. Think about the blood that Jesus Christ shed for you. You know, every nail that was in his wrist, man, it was for you. When they pierced him in the side, look, I say this all the time, it was for you. When they put a crown of thorns upon his head, it was for you. Everything God did, everything Jesus Christ did, it was for you. He had you in mind. He saw your needs, he saw your suffering, he saw your pain, he saw your tears, he saw your joys, he saw all of that. And with all of that, he said, you know what, I got to go to this cross. Because he didn't have to die. Or he just said, I changed my mind. But he said, no, I'm going to go. He looked at the Father and the God of God said to me and said, not my will, but your will be done. Not my will, but your will be done. You know, he asked the Father, Father, if it be your will, take this cup away from me. Cup away from me. Because of all the fear, look, all of sin was laid upon Jesus. When the soldiers came to Jesus, the first thing they did, they laid hands on him. That means every type of sin you can imagine transferred to Jesus. Your sins, your grandmother's sins, your children's sins, and their children's from generation and generation and generation, all the way back, even before Jesus came, all that sin was laid on Jesus. So, of course, man, that's heavy. We wouldn't have been able to deal with an imp of that, you know, an ump of that, I call it, you know. And stuff, but it was laid on Jesus, and because he was the Son of God, he was able to bear it, you know? He was able to bear it. But can you imagine, for at that point, being having that separation between him and God? Because all that stuff was laid on him. All of it. All that stuff. Every doubt, every concern, every sickness, every disease, you know, was laid on him. It was laid on him. Was laid on him, man. And to understand that, all that stuff was laid on him. Laid on him. And that's what I want you to remember. That's what I desire for you to understand. You know, that the blood washes you, you know. The blood has cleansed you. The blood has made you new, you know. The blood, it's the blood that will give you strength, you know. It will never, ever, ever, never lose its power, you know. It will never lose its power. You can depend on Christ forever, man. You can depend on Jesus, you know. As my brother was saying, he's a family, you know, friends let you down. He got shot at a young age and everything like that. But God let him live. God told him while he was laying down with blood coming out of his head that he should live and not die. And that was like 40-something years ago, man. I remember that, you know. That was eons ago. You know, I don't think I was in home. I was in the army by that time. But, you know, that he should live and not die. God kept him for such a time as this. You know, because he knew what would take place in his life. He knew that he would, you know, become a pastor. He knew that he would affect a lot of people and stuff. And the thing that you may not realize and stuff like that is that my brother do a lot of traveling back and forth all on the East Coast, going to different churches and everything. You know, he does. He goes all up on the East Coast, different churches, ministering, you know, at some of the churches that's in the PFC Council and other churches, because he knows a lot of people and stuff. People love to hear him. Him and my sister-in-law come and do a revival or whatever and stuff like that. You know, his son is doing the same thing. You know, his son is doing the same thing. God is blessed. My family, my brothers and his family to that point weren't. Now, even his children are doing into the preaching and singing of the gospel and spreading the good news, you know? It is, man. You know, look at his testimony. We're going to definitely get him back on the air and let him expound a little bit more on his testimony, because that's not the only thing that God has done for him. You know, God has done many things for him, time after time after time again. God has given him favor. And that's not because he's so holy or something like that, but because, you know, that's out of obedience, and because God just loved him. But the same God that did it for him would do it for you, too. He'll do it for you, too, because he don't have no respect of person. You know, he don't have respect to person. You know, he don't care about what your color is. He don't care about what your accent and what country you come from. None of that kind of stuff matter to God, man. You know, he loves us all the same. He does. He loves us all the same, you know. He doesn't care about that stuff. We're the one to put emphasis, okay, well, you're black and you're white, or you're Chinese, or you're Vietnam, or you're South, North Vietnam, and South, all that kind of stuff. That's the world thing, you know. We don't do that as Christians. We're not supposed to differentiate with color and stuff like that. We serve the same God. We serve the same God. We're supposed to magnify him and glorify him all together. If we ever cross whatever religion boundaries or whatever that, and all begin to magnify God, you know, and give him glory across any religion or whatever, across whatever religion or Christianity or whatever, can you imagine what kind of power we would have in Christ Jesus? And can you imagine what kind of decision-making would take place in the world and everything? We would be a powerful bunch of people, man. We would, because we're walking in the authority of the Most High God. We believe in him, we're trusting in him, and we know that he got us, because he is our maker and not we ourselves. That's what the Bible says, and to realize that, amen? Amen. Let me play a little bit more song, and we'll go from there, amen. Bless God. Amen. Amen. Having a good time on the Monday, man. Just blessing God. Amen. You know, I'm out of breath. I had to go put the dogs away. Oh, my God. Because I'm broadcasting live from my house, man. And they stopped barking. I guess they were playing and everything. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. They're going to stop making this noise. Normally, I try to put them away before I start. You know, but I was like, you know what? You know, I said, it was quiet when I first got on. So I figured that they'd be kind of quiet. But how many, you know, I used to, when the owners away, the mouse would play or whatever, when the dogs decided they wanted to play. So I had to go put them away and stuff like that, put them in their cages, you know, just for a little bit, for all y'all dog lovers out there. But anyway, my wife and I have two beautiful Yorkies and everything, you know, and just one is a puppy, one we've had for a couple of years, and we just got one probably about a month ago. And my wife's sister surprised her for her birthday that's coming up with a Yorkie, you know. And this girl is so playful, man. I mean, she just loves to play and run, you know. But she's very affectionate, of course. I mean, along with the older Yorkie too, but they just extremely playful, you know. And into everything, you know. So if you leave anything on the floor, I think she claims it. You leave anything on the floor, she claims it, boy. It's hers, boy. You know, it's like, okay, is that my sock? Is that my hat? You know, oh, wait a minute, she got a roll of toilet paper. You know, where did she get that from, man? You know, it's just amazing how, you know, she's able to get stuff. So she's a piece of work and everything. So just trying to, you know, keep her out of bed. But the walker, make her get tired, you know, be able to think. But anyway, man, I know that's off the subject of Christianity. But look, the name of the show is When Christians Speak. This show is not, it's about God, but it's about life also, you know. The show is about life, man, as a Christian and everything. And we got to realize, man, that yes, we're Christian, but there's different aspects of our life that we attach to too. There's children that we deal with, you know, there's work, you know, there's the economy, there's jobs, there's no jobs, there's sickness, there's health, and in my case, there's two Yorkies to decide they want to play while I'm on the air, you know, and everything. So that is all that is in effect, you know. So, you know, to realize that and to keep it real. To keep it real, all those type of things are in effect. Listen, we're going to sign out. It's going to be a short show today. I'm on my way to another meeting and everything. But I want to give my brother an opportunity to see what it's like for him to be on Blog Talk Radio, and maybe I can help promote what it is, you know, the gospel of Jesus Christ that he's doing, to the point where that, that he's glorified again. Again, the information that he gave you, if you can go back and re-listen to it, I am going to put that information on my website when Christians speak. It's a prayer line and everything. And in fact, if you have a prayer line or something that you desire to put on the air, my email address is whenchristianspeak.com at, now this one, at blog, that, I'm giving you wrong thing. You can reach me at whenchristianspeak@gmail.com, okay? whenchristianspeak@gmail.com. So send me an email, send me a shout out if you have a prayer request, anything like that. We'll get it. We'll read it on the air, anything like that. Or you can also give me a tweet, okay? And the tweet is whenchristianspeak, okay? So give me a tweet also. So there's different ways that you can reach this broadcast and the things that God is doing in this ministry and stuff like that. I would love to hear from you. I'm also on the Facebook. You can, if you type in with Christian Speaking, there you'll see me on Facebook. Yeah, as a, I have a page on Facebook, and you can like that page or send me a shout out there too if you have a prayer request or whatever and stuff like that. Because we're serious about prayer requests. If you have a concern, if you have a question, I don't know everything, but what I know, I'll try to answer, and what I don't know, I'll try to find out. And if we don't know together, we're all that is based off of prayer. Amen. So praise God for you, bless God for you, and we're going to sign out today. Thank you for listening to the show again. Thank you for tuning in. Amen. I know we played a lot of music in the first part of the show before I actually came on. It's because I was trying to connect with him. And my brother, Pastor Tyron Rose, and his lovely wife, Etta D. Rose, was already at Petersburg and everything. So I was trying to connect with him. I do apologize for that, for those that are listening on to the show, you know, because I know a lot of people don't like listening to music first thing, you know, because it's a talk show. So, but we try to do a little bit of everything, you know, and ask that God would bless us in that regard. And I'm praying that it does that, exactly that. We do know the broadcast of that. We have people from all over, different nationalities and all over the world that are listening to this broadcast, and we thank God for you. We pray, God, that you will continue to listen in and everything, and also give us a call or chat and stuff like that, you know, or tweet, give us a tweet, you know, let us know what's going on with you. Amen. And especially if you like the show, please hit the like button on Blog Talk Radio. Also, amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. We pray that you have a blessed rest of the day, afternoon, a night, and whatever. And may the heaven continue. Okay. You've been listening to the Christian host, Reverend Ray. The telephone number when we're online is 888-488-6772. Amen. God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Have a great day.